This is Fresh Air. Alice McDermott won the National Book Award for her 1998 novel Charming Billy, and three of her other novels were finalists for the Pulitzer Prize. She's just published her seventh novel called Someone, and book critic Maureen Carrigan has a review.
Endurance, going the distance, sucking up the solitude and the brine. I'm not talking about the glorious Diana Nyad and her instantly historic swim from Cuba to Key West, but of the ordinary heroine whose life is the subject of Alice McDermott's latest novel, Someone. Ordinary is a word that's used a lot to describe Alice McDermott's characters, mostly Irish and working class, mostly unheroic in any splashy way. McDermott's heroine is named Marie, and in Someone, we readers hear, in a fragmented way, about the marathon span of her life. Her Brooklyn childhood in the 1920s and 30s, her older brother Gabe, who becomes a priest and then mysteriously decides it wasn't for him. Her first romantic heartbreak and first job, her eventual husband and kids, and her lifetime's worth of bodily insults and illnesses. It all sounds as tedious as swimming, stroke after stroke through the water. And yet, in McDermott's unsentimental rendering, Marie's ordinary life becomes one for the record books. That's the spectacular power of McDermott's writing. Without ever putting on literary airs, she reveals to us what's distinct about characters who don't have the ego or eloquence to make a case for themselves as being anything special. As much as it traces Marie's life, Someone is also a lyrical novel about neighborhood, about people whose world is limited to their block, their parish, their apartment house. McDermott keeps giving us glimpses of the rough, accidental communities that city neighborhoods then and now create. A game of stickball in the street, a group of women standing outside a church after Sunday Mass, a line of customers in a corner deli. One of the masterpiece moments in this novel arises out of Marie's first job. After she graduates high school, she's hired by the local undertaker, Mr. Fagan, who needs a girl to greet the mourners. Marie is given carte blanche to buy 5 good wool dresses from Abraham and Strauss department store and set to work. During lulls at the funeral home, one of her extra duties is to go up to the 3rd floor where Mr. Fagan's mother lives and chat. There, in an apartment filled with small vases of rearranged funeral flowers, Marie usually finds old Mrs. Fagan sitting on her couch, surrounded by visiting nuns and neighborhood ladies, reviewing the pedigrees of the dead in their coffins below. Listen to how Marie describes the women's encoded conversations. Whatever part of the deceased's story was deemed perhaps too delicate for the old lady's ears, or more likely mine, would be acted out with a series of gestures and nods and sudden silences that I quickly came to be able to interpret as readily as the rest. A finger held to the side of a nose indicated a deception. A pantomime bottle raised to the mouth meant there was a problem with drink. Eyebrows raised and words falling off into a long nod indicated sex. McDermott, like the gossiping women she describes, is herself a master of silence and gesture. Nothing feels overwritten in Someone. The small stories and conversations that make up the bulk of Marie's life are casual and so true to the conventional wisdom of their time period that when McDermott suddenly hops forward a few decades, we're startled. For example, for most of the novel, Marie's ex-priest's brother Gabe is known to us as a gentle loner. So it's jarring to come upon a section of the novel where one of Marie's grown daughters refers to him knowingly as Uncle Gabe Blade. That daughter's flip tone is much more of a shock than the revelation about Gabe's sexual orientation. In objection to her daughter's cheekiness, Marie tells her, "I don't see the world the way you kids do." That plain phrase, which we've all heard 100 times, is one of the epiphanies of McDermott's novel. She makes us feel its truth. Our worlds may overlap, but they're not fully shared. Marie's children joke about a subject, sexuality, that Marie, as the product of pre-World War II Catholic Brooklyn, can't even name. In Someone, McDermott summons up that vanished Brooklyn world and Marie's life in it, neither special nor heroic, just significant in its own right.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Someone by Alice McDermott. You can read an excerpt on our website, freshair.npr.org, where you can also download podcasts of our show.